You're with SBS Radio.
Nagsagawa ng bilateral na pag-uusap sina Ministro ng Ugnayang Panlabas, Maurice Payne, at Ministro ng Tanggulan, Linda Reynolds, sa kanilang mga katapat mula Estados Unidos sa Sydney kahapon. Ang ugnay ng dalawang bansa sa rehiyon ng Pasipiko, pati na rin sa mga tensyon sa China at Iran, ang nangibabaw sa taunang agenda ng Australia-United States Ministerial o tinatawag na OSMIN Summit. Narito ang ulat ni Amy Hall na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Pinatatag ng Estados Unidos at ng Australia ang kanilang matibay na ugnayan sa taunang OSMIN Summit sa Sydney kahapon. Nakipagpulong sina Ministro ng Ugnayang Panlabas, Maurice Payne, at Ministro ng Tanggulan, Linda Reynolds, sa kanilang mga katuwang na sina pang-estadong kalihi Mike Pompeo at kalihim ng tanggulang Mark Esper ng Estados Unidos sa parlamento ng New South Wales. Sa isang talumpati, pagkatapos ng pag-uusap, pinag-igting ni Pompeo ang kahalagahan ng ugnayan.
Let me be clear. The United States is a Pacific nation. We care deeply about what happens here. And we're here to stay. And I want all Australians to know they can always rely on the United States of America. And just as we talk about Britain as a special relationship, we think of this as an unbreakable relationship. It's grounded in our shared values of democracy, the rule of law, and human rights.
Ang sentimiento ay inulit ni Reynolds.
The Australia-US alliance is and continues to be our most important defence relationship, and it also remains the cornerstone of our defence and our security policies. Now, as we enter our much-discussed second century of mateship, of friendship, and also close defence cooperation, the alliance is in excellent shape, and it is unbreakable.
Ang pag-uusap ng dalawang bansa ay naganap sa gitna ng patuloy na alitan sa kalakalan ng Estados Unidos at China. Sinabi ni Esper, nagpapakita ang China ng disturbing pattern of aggressive behavior o nakakabahalang disenyo ng agresibong pagkilos na hindi dapat baliwalain.
This includes weaponizing the global commons, using predatory economics and debt for sovereignty deals, and promoting state-sponsored theft of other nations' intellectual property. In the Indo-Pacific, power should not determine position, and debt should not determine destiny. The United States will not stand by idly while any one nation attempts to reshape the region to its favor at the expense of others. And we know our allies and partners will not either.
Subalit kahit paman may mga pangamba, sinabi ni Payne, nananatili ang Australia sa matibay na pagtatalaga sa estratehikong pakikipag-ugnayan sa China.
I can't think of a single bilateral relationship in the world that is perfect, in which there is no point of difference on which countries might engage. It's how you deal with the differences that, of course, is very important. We both want productive relationships. It's in no one's interests for the Indo-Pacific to become more competitive or to become adversarial in character. So we work closely with our key partners, with our strongest alliance partner, the United States, and our key partner, China, to pursue those issues of stability and security and prosperity.
Ganunpaman, muling itinalaga ng Australia at Estados Unidos ang pagpapatibay na kanilang ugnayan sa depensa sa rehiyon ng Indo-Pasipiko. Sinabi ni Reynolds, ang pakipagtulungan ay tutulong din sa mga ibang bansa.
Today, we agreed to continue working together through enhanced defense engagement and capacity building with key partners in the Pacific region. And in the Pacific, we reaffirmed our commitment to strengthen cooperation with Pacific Island partners to realize their own vision for a prosperous and secure region.
Ang mga tensyon sa Golfo ay nasa agenda rin. Inulit ni Pompeo ang hiling sa Australia na sumama sa koalisyon na pamumuno ng Estados Unidos para tiyakin ang ligtas na pagbiyahe ng mga barko sa Strait of Hormuz pagkatapos kumpiskahin ng mga Persa ng Iran ang ilang mga tanker ng mga ibang bansa.
Our global cooperation has massive potential. We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria and keep Afghanistan free of terror, and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
Sinabi ni Reynolds, magpapasya pa ang Australia kung ito ay makikibahagi.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.